Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Beautiful song indeed there. Hey, yeah, just allowed it to play for some while. You know, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. The name is Ray. And of course, Sipho Polos is on the line. Sipho, sawubona purwam.
Usaphila mfundisi?
Ngiyaphila puti, tingibuze kuwe ke.
Ah, wasibonga mfundisi, sibingelele mfundisi. Ujolani Dominic Fundisi, mfundisi Mochana, balele emakhaya igamela inkosi ethu Jesu. Siyabulela, sibonga uNkulunkulu mfundisi leyi. Basho gogo.
Yazi baba mbeka thanda ukuthi mabathi ninja mabathanda bonani athi kakhulu marawo waya abantu bebaphendula kanti ngibuzisa hey Jabulani sawubona ndoda yakithi
yebo niyaphila
siyaphila man yazi ubaba mbethanda ukuthi but sanibonani beka angazi muzi baba mathi yebo uthi kakhulu embathi njani athi esikhona singabuza kini manje ubabuzelani baba ngoba labantu bebayidlulela uyithulele ubabuzelani yimathele indlela yokubingelela le Jabulani
hayi ubuntu
hey ubuntu ne
yeah
yeah yeah no hayi beka advance kakhulu yeah beka advantage kakhulu
yeah hey siyabonga nami ubingelele my friend
yeah Yeah, no, thing being ngiza kuwe.
All right.
Awungitsheleke Jabu. Yazi abantu abaningi umsinga lo abawazi kahle. Bazichunu kodwa umsinga kunendawo enkulu laphela. Futhi nangeyibongo zeindawo. And ezinye zezimpi bezilwela lapha, abantu bayeqanga ukuthi no, abantu balwela abafazi laphela, kanti cha. Kulelwa indawo yokuphila nokulima. Indawo lezi awusitsheli indawo ezikhona laphela ezibizwa ngeyibongo. Konje kukuphi nakuphi?
Ukhona abathembu.
Nakhona
amaculo.
Aha.
Khona amabovu.
Emabomvini, emabomvini ke kula ngathi kunendawo yokuphila enkulu.
Yebo.
And then bese abantu bathi hayi man, sengathi kulwa nababomvu la kulwela abafazi kanti cha. Amanga letho abelungu la. Iqiniso lempela kulelwa indawo yokulima. Nokuthi imfuyo ibe namadlelo
yebo
hey madoda yabona ukuthi
zaphela lezo zinto
sezaphela zaphela
manje kuhle kunentuthuko abantu baqhubekela phambili ivangeli
khona
uNkulunkulu wenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu
into engikhazayo laphayana ukufika kwevangeli and uma sibheka iminyaka asithi iminyaka eyishumi nje
Yeah.
Edlulile. Sibheke nje kucala ku 2010.
Yeah.
Kuqhubhe nje kancane. Okay, 2010 angibonanga lutho ngoba bengisesibhedlela. Sibheke ke lapha ngo 2013, 2014 up to now.
Yeah.
Ivangeli liye la ngena ngendlela eyisimanga lapha yana.
Yeah.
Nawe womunye wabantu uNkulunkulu wesimisa ukuletha ivangeli lokuphila lapha yana. Impilo ezasekho. Ukuhlukana lokakusekho.
Ngakusekho ukucwasana nokwenzani. Abasebebumbene.
Sebebumbene. Bayimbumba.
Yebo, bamunye.
Benginomunye umngane wami bathu Deborah Fraser. Bekathanda ukuthi hayi, where hey? Abantu sebayimbumbe manje. Hello, ufuna ukuthini lo? Akakukhuluma iqiniso Deborah.
Yeah.
Kusaphileka kodwa insizwa kithi.
Ah, siyaphila kakhulu my friend. Long time to be on the show but I'm grateful to be back.
Ngilele
kumfuthu Sipho nako umfundisi Motha. Abaleleli bonke ngegama lika Yahushua HaMashia.
Kusaphileka kuwe kodwa Jabu ngoba bobhala ama exam. Hey ndoda. Bobhala. Ubhale kahle impela.
Hayi kusaphilekile mfundisi, kusaphilekile. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Namathuba okufunda.
Wangikhumbuza uXolani. uxola nomngani wami bekafunda manje thina abomkhulu labo bebaphuza isintu lapha kaboxolani beba singasibheki kahle mina novusi uvusi inkosi uAbednego mfowethu bebathuma besibheka bese babone sengathi thina yithi laba abadukisa uXolani. So njalo ke mababingele uXolani bebathanda ukuthi Xolani student oh hamba nalaba fana esingabazi laba abashuthina hayi isizini inkosi yasi ya isizini inkosi hamba nalaba fana esingabazisisi hey madodla yeah. Asibonga kakhulu umfundisi Motha ukhona on the line. Sawubona mfundisi.
Greetings Maruti. Kamela inkosi Jesu ngiyabingelela.
Kusaphileka kuwe na.
Kwethu siyaphila futhi. Singezwe nina uJehova emuhle usigcinile esandleni sakhe somusa.
Hawu siyabonga man. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu man. Basaphila ekhaya kodwa Kenneth.
Hayi ngomusa basaphila futhi ekhaya nami ngiyathemba ukuthi ekhaya nisaphila namadoda lapha e-studio
hayi bayaphila ekhaya ya hayi kakhulu man kakhulu
nomfowethu Sipho ngiyababingelela kanye nabalalele emakhaya the powerful name of Yahushua Mashiach mfowethu kuhle again tonight that we are together we thank the Lord
Sipho kambe kahle enkonzweni bakwelegile abantu kubuza ngibuzela ugogo Sibeko
abambe kahle kunti
ugogo Sibeko
ugogo Sibeko kodwa hayi
ugogo Sibeko bekathanda ukuthi ngidumedisha le Paulos kirikashe ku Paulos o didimetse o ka re ga ba ntsha tšhelete ya mokoleko buso Kuku mudima wetse hantle man.
Amen.
Ngimbiza ngendlela uTabudi bekambiza ngakhona. uTabudi ubekathanda ukuthi kuku. Yabona. Yeah, madoda siyabonga nje kakhulu. Inkosi inibusise ngendlela esimanga. It's an honor to be with you on air and to talk with you. It's an honor so much that you know, your contributions to the show and your dedication to the show is just amazing. May the Father reward you even more to be vessels of honor everywhere He wants you to be. Everywhere He wants you to be. And may you continue to be the beacon of hope for those who are really looking into you and then saying, we are actually learning from these men. Tonight, suffering for Christ is what we are talking about. Yes, my daughter. There are many people, someone said, and that is Lavelle Crawford. Lavelle Crawford says, and I realize that Lavelle Crawford is one of those guys, I think, who grew up in the church. At some stage, he says, abazalwana beko serious. Mongabatola bekula, but I love Jesus, I love Jesus, I love Jesus, thank you, Jesus, I love Jesus. And then Besa Ati, umongambuzi munta kona to, would you die for Jesus? They go like, huh? Me and Jesus, we don't roll like that. Yeah, man. Which means there are many people who love the Savior, the Hamashiach, Christ himself. They love him as things go right. And remember, I didn't use the word when. Because I want to respect the fact yokuthi they can argue ukuthi no siyamthanda nanoma kungahambi kahle mina ngithi as long as izinto zimthebelele zipabap zimocha they will proclaim their love for him but when sufferings come many people basically turn away. And they will tell you, and let's talk about, you know, sufferings that come because of finances. Someone would say things like, and yes, let's cut in asumzalwan, yes, being party mal. Aga shoguti, imali le usathane bekampripa ngayo usathane lokazi ukuthi lo ayikho into enhla azoyenza ngale mali ngaphandle kokuthi ayiphuze athenga abafazi.
Yeah.
Uyayibona? Kodwa bese umuntu ekhona uyabuya ebalisa ethi, no man, you know when I was not saved I used to have some money. Quite a lot of money, you know. Singaphathwa indlala ngale ndlela. When it comes to sufferings for Christ, many people are pulling the handbrake. Abayal tonsi prigi mota. Abayal tonsi prigi mshagaz man. Ay. Bayal tonsi. Ya, kukalita iralzipi lea kalage manji. And it is also because many people have not counted the costs.
Yeah.
I used to say this thing in the early 2000s. When I was doing discipleship with many people, I would say, count the costs. You know, and if you feel like you can stand for the costs, you will never even qualify to participate in the glory.
Amen.
You won't. You won't participate quite well in the glory. You will be wasteful, frugal, very wasteful. When blessings come, you will blow them away. You know, because we haven't counted the cost.
Yeah.
The word in Psalms 44, verses 22 says, and this is part of transformation, remember. You can never say, I am conforming to the image of the higher man, when you actually are not willing to suffer for Christ. You know, one time, umfundisi uDoluke wangibuza wathi mara re awusho. Uma uNkulunkulu engakuthathela le moto le. Kukhona enye imoto bengiyithanda kakhulu iMazda yam. Bebakuzokutshela nawe bosema umfundisi usema bobani babe bazokutshela ukuthi yabona uma ufuna ukucabana no re thinta imoto yakhe. Imoto yakhe akafuni. Akagibezi umuntu uyihambela i-1 lo muntu.
6-6
626. Hayi bonke bayayazi nasithembisa bonke bayayazi yabo abo Benju abo bathanda ukumhleka ngayo le moto bangihleke wathi imoto le yakho yakudala. So and then he said, okay, there are some things if you see them as quite important for you, mawuvuka uphakathi kwemoto yemsebenzini or yesikolweni, mawubuya uphakathi kwemoto ubuya esikolweni ubuya emsebenzini, uphakathi kwemoto uyahamba yeministry or uyakuphi uyahamba ebanganeni, uphakathi kwemoto sonke isikhathi, ke uyihlike nje anything le ngathi blessing, ke uyihlike nje ungitshele ukuthi ufila kanjani. Ngathi engamtshela wathi, no, uyabona kukhona ikhathi la lezinto lezi ungeke ube nazo. Kodwa lo msebenzi owenzayo kufanele uchubekele phambili. And those are the sufferings. Bese, many people when the sufferings come, they cease, they stop serving the master. And they count all the reasons. How will I save him? My tati izinto zam away from me. How will I save him? Uma izinto zam ziplandarishwa kaso. How will we save you when we don't have clothes? How will we save you when we don't have food? How will I save you when these persecutions surround me? How will I save you? Emsebenzini bonke abantu bafuna ikhanda lam bafuna ukungikhipha. How will I save you? Isalary ma ingasekho. How will I save you? Sengikhula kanje. Hey, my daughter, how will I save you? Sebang timotile. I gula bantaba lai showin angaz gutuku konu munto kwa experience gutuku timoti wa yin. Me nangyaz gutuku timoti wa yin. And I would demote you because you are underperforming. Would demote you because, hey, my daughter, lo mundo msebenzela seka yakusaba ukuthi ayi 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 ayi. Ntimoto ukuthi akwazi ukuduba umsebenzi.
Ngathi soza ngidlula nasemsebenzini athatha isikhundla.
Nakho ke.
Ngathi ubona oyithread.
Uzongikhipha amafutha emlonyeni lo muntu.
Uzongithathela amafutha emlonyeni. Leso sikhathi inkazimulo kaKristu iphezu kwakho.
How?
You are able ukwenza umsebenzi exceedingly and well because he is with you. And you get hated for that.
Yeah.
Usuzibonakala kuthiwa ngathi eyilona ungathi ungcono uzenza ngcono.
Suffering for Christ.
Yes, kuthiwa ngifuna kumbonisa ukuthi I am in charge here. Once kwakhulunywa lawo magama.
Yeah.
Kuthiwa I want to show him so that
yes.
He can feel ukuthi I am actually in charge here.
Ngake ngasebenza nenye celebrity. There was a problem. He has more sebenza no celebrity when we director yakhe, we manager yakhe. And then ngiyamuzwa ngama headcom ama headcom ngile e directors room so iphezulu lapha e Henley facilities e Auckland Park uthi kule enye presenter you see one has to start throwing his weight around yabona I took it into consideration ukuthi I persecution seyeza manje
yeah
ukuthi yena uyi celebrity thina sama producer kufanele sizwe ngaye singezwa ngaye kanjani lo muntu akakwazi ukuproducer yime engenza ukuthi avele TV yithe sibhatali salary yakhe kanti ini ngalo muntu na kodwa yena uyi celebrity ngaphandle kwakhe uthi abantu ababukeli
and because ukuthi ukuza kubukelwe nje la yana the man behind the scene.
People who write the scripts. Yebo. People who write the scripts. People who say, "Hey, bengukulalela izolo. Hey, izolo ngizini khuluma. Hey, izolo ngizwe ini. Hey, bakushaya ihlombe lapha bamphaphathela izandla." Hey, madoda. He is throwing his weight around. And then when things start to become bad, they even move away from the Christ. We are talking about suffering for Christ, what it is all about. I'm looking at Psalm 44, verse 22. Yet for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Here's one thing we need to embrace. All day long, there are people who are going to point at you. People who are going to kill your reputation, your philosophy, what you stand for, what you are about. People who are going to throw any form of hatred that kills any form of love that is directed towards you by others. Because killing is in many ways. People are going to assume and speak things about you. But, hey, Usman Man, hey. And people are going to say, lawyer na, asamfune tuze go tangitu walilege, ugutikshinchi swani ngabafaz. Nkuluma ngezindaba zabazalwane ke manje. Angene Anglican mina angeke ngikhulume izinto Anglican angeni khona umngane wami Thepu ungena khona mina angeni khona mara abazalwane na more than 30 years ngiphila nabazalwane ngithi mina kukhona la sike sakhuza khona indaba enkulu abantu becabana ngoba bebashintshisana ngabafazi abomkabo ithi ngathi abafazi abomkabo bayamkwatela lo ngoba akafuna ukushintshisa bayamkwatela lo ngoba bacanga ukuthi uzenza ngcono bayamkwatela lo ngoba bayaqanga ukuthi uyiliability lo uzoyikhuluma lemfihlo yethu yale altar esivulile. So all day long those who follow Christ are being killed. All day long they are suffering. All day long they are like sheep led to the slaughter. You know, I want to challenge people to talk about the things ezenzakala kubo ngoba bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Because they are followers of Christ, please write to us. Tell us. Write your WhatsApp, your SMS. Give us a shout as we talk. So that we can encourage each other in the Elohim. Psalm 69 verses 7. Because for your sake, I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. khona amanye amadoda ke Sipho nawe ke mfundisi Motha and you my friend who basically have born reproach kukhulunywe kabi kakhulu ngabo to an extent yokuthi uma umbona eshumayela lo muntu lento iyavela njengesicalekiso phezu kobuso bakhe uma umbhekile uyamuzwa manje uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma mara hey madodha hey you ray man hey bathudle bani nanani wenzani uyayibona yeah amang and they cover you with shame simbona bhema thina simbona phuza sibonile ne cherry yakhe kushaba thandi beyitulo nezihlalo zasenkonzo yena ngithi manje bayabona hey yini ngathi umoda lamalanga uyaduma kancane hey asike sithu kumphazamisa kancane hawu sekubizela umka motha sekabizela emaqeleni laphela hey yithi ngikhulume nawe woman to woman bomtshela ubaba kwakho athu ukuthi ukubamba islow jam kancane lapha nemsakazweni nalayo ukusizana nabo baba all around the country ngoba hey ubonile naseyithombeni kukhona bomama baku reception lapha yana hey madoda uqaphele phela ngiyazi ukuthi uyamthemba mara inyama inyama dade ha kusho Jezebel leso skhathi
sasukuzaphela kuthiwa hayi lapha reception bese lakhuluma naye aside
nasi sithombe sakhe uyahleka and now uyabona mawusibheka lesithombe sathana tibheka lelazinyo lakhe libolile lasemuva lelana nawa uliboni makahleka kanje awubheka ukukhamise kanjani lapha nomxo madoda
kuthiwa sasukuzaphela simbona akasmile ngalendlela
yeah
ngoba manje sekukhona la kuma reception kuqaphela
reproach and shame suffering for Christ and people start to bear reproach on you and then Jeremiah 15:15 oh Elohim you know remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors in your enduring patience do not take me away know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke bathi sifuna ukumkhuza sibaya kubiza lapha phambili sekune committee yasebandleni bazokukhuza for lento le ekhulunywa uJezebel ethi hey lamalanga lawa bonile ismile sakhe so uyakhuzwa lapha yana hey madoda asikhulumeni le ndaba inkosi sibusise ngendlela eyisimanga
faith Hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Jabu uthinqale ngawe ke. When we talk about suffering for Christ, what comes to mind, sir? My friend.
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic indeed about suffering for Christ. And you just introduced it, you know, by saying that it's a cost to pay in order to share also.
Mm.
You know, as the word says also, that in order to share in his glory, we are also to share in his sufferings. There is not a way that we can, even though the word says that no man can share, actually God cannot share his glory with man. So by sharing in his glory, by the reward that he has promised, like at the end, when we have conquered all, when we have persevered, and, you know, like we have stood firm, and just like he stood, and also we have stood to preach the gospel, in spite of all the challenges that we face as believers, there is a reward that has been promised, you know, by God. So that's the sharing that actually is referring to. So we are supposed to also share in his sufferings. So it means what he faced
you know, as our Savior, we are also going to go through. As you were mentioning, like when sometimes you will be accused falsely, sometimes you will be backbited, you will be gossiped by people closer to you. People will turn against you, you know, like your friends will turn against you. Those are all, you know, like the sufferings that actually we will face, because you also face the very same sufferings. So now the mistake that we make most of the times when we face sufferings is look at ourselves. It's to look at, why me? You know, or maybe we feel like God hates us or God is discriminating against us, forgetting that it's actually the preparation to share, you know, in His glory, to sit with Him and rule with Him and dine with Him. You know, we are supposed to go through what He faced. I know that today there is some sort of maybe the death, you know, like preaching which will move away sufferings, like to say that He suffered so that you might no longer suffer, maybe, you know. But unfortunately, if we are going to also really be the true disciples, we are also going to really, like, walk as He walked. And He walked also suffering. You know, we don't mean suffering, like in the physical, where maybe you lack or and then you account that. But we mean you're going to bear the consequences of standing for the gospel. People are not going to really accept you as just, you know, ordinary person. At work, it's not everyone who's going to like you. You know, in your family, not everyone is going to like you. In the community, not everyone is going to say nice things about you because you preach the gospel. Some are going to really take offense, you know, because that's the power of the gospel. You know, to those who do not believe, it might become an offense. But to those who believe, it becomes the means for salvation. So those are the sufferings that the word refers to, that actually we are to ensure. Just to sum up what I shared, my friend, in the book of actually Romans 8:28, there of course says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, you know, for those who are called according to His purpose, you know. So in the midst of all the sufferings that we face, this should be the bigger picture that we have, that everything that we are facing, it is going to work together for our good. So regardless of the pain, regardless of the sorrows, regardless of the tears you cry every night because of the gospel, not just because you choose to cry, but because you are being ridiculed and being discriminated, looked down, judged, rejected, you know, like at work, oppressed, you know, some of the positions that you are supposed to be actually qualified for, but you are sidelined because of the gospel. But all things, they work together for your benefit. They work together for your good. And God is watching in heaven and counting it for you. And also on your side, you should count it all joy when you go through all these various types of sufferings and trials. Just know that it's because of you bear the name of Christ who suffered. So also you are sharing in His sufferings as a believer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you just joined us, welcome to it, man. Welcome to it. We are talking about suffering for Christ, and you can tell us some of the instances where you saw ukuthi yabona la, it is because ngumntana kaNkulunkulu, that's why bangenza so. Uyabona la nasemsebenzini, it's because ngumntana kaNkulunkulu, that's why bangenza so. Uyabona la emndenini nakuma relatives, it's because ngumntana kaNkulunkulu, that's why bangenza so. Uma babize eminye imihlangano abakubizi wena, bakubiza amakhishwa imali kuphela, kodwa kokunye lokhu abakubizi ngoba bathi uzenza ngcono, unanurubidiri wena, uma di better kofi haba unyaki gobane wena o ngwana Modimo o modumedi ga ba batle o kwa letho ka wena. Yeah, we're talking about that. And of course, also, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Sizwe ukuthi uthini kalolu daba. Let me bring it to you, Sipho. When we talk about suffering for Christ, I'm looking at this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
My God.
Who fell down in the midst of the burning furnace. Bengafuni, they didn't want to bow to the molded image of Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't want to bow to that. And they would rather suffer and be thrown into the furnace. Ha! How many of us would want to do that? How many of us would want with my jerseys? It means these boys were stripped of anything that they had achieved.
Exactly.
Remember, these were very wise boys. That they even be given those names. We know these are not their real names. You know, that they be given those names. They did some wonderful things. Even if you can look at Joseph also, he did some wonderful things. Even if you can look at Daniel also, he did some wonderful things, yet suffered. For the sake of the Elohim, he suffered. They suffered. And these three are saying something to Nebuchadnezzar. They say, O king, let it be known even unto thee. Let it be known even unto thee that we shall not bow to this image.
My God.
We shall not bow to this image. Let it be known unto thee. They say the king was so disappointed because these guys were very intelligent. They were very useful in his kingdom. But he was so disappointed. And they were thrown into the furnace. Eish. Sipho.
It is amazing, Mfundisi, ukuthi the whole world does not understand who we are, because not us, but we belong to the kingdom. And the topic for today, we put it clearly, ukuthi on our savings, to the savings, kankulunkule mhlabeni, you have to suffer for it. No one divide belity. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. In other words, these are also a package of being a Christian. You won't be by other, by all people. No one case at when in that war, woe unto you when people they speak well to. From this medical corner band to Mount Ruler. Create stories so that they want to see you downfall. From this, I understand the, in those days when I used to come to Radio Pulpit, there were times corner I could see which you are ready to suffer for the even for the topic for that, no matter what, but to make the show you want to come back. I've seen those times from this, which is not nice. And I understand a little bit. Also organizelwa a lady with no funen pants, man am tall and the names and anoma in sort of get a scandal. Abafundisi who have suffered a parakebanjin when they are preaching his gangulungulu, ubezabazan, but you won't support this man of God where he creates stories and all the stuff. So it is understandable, Uguti, everyone wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. And what we understand also fully from the Sukuti, Jengabang Abagang Kulungu, Simele Ugushupega, Jengaba is Gangkulungu Liti, I've told you this thing so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have troubles. In other words, there will be doors that are going to be shut at Mabez on Zugutum Zalwan, because Amani, Ama foundations. And I'm a strongholds of Umyama. I'm a covenant NZ. So when they are hiring you, you expose them because you are living in the light. Which is, those who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but they're going to walk in the life you peel. So we must be ready psychologically, physically, and mentally. And the Lord of Amandla, I've told you so that you may have peace in me.
Yeah.
In this world, you have trouble. But take heart. has overcome it.
Yes.
Now, who created the training for this? Now, the same from the things in this 1998. Well, I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to attend, and then she's going to go to the house. I'm going to attend. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to increase the salary. That statement is sort of umntwana usindisiwe ungathathi imali esekhaya uyohlukana nezono uhlukana nemikhuba namasiko angekho right. You become an enemy to the family because bazoba izinto zamaculture. You'll be standing there with I am a born again Christian. Kunabantwana mfundisi ngoba sikhuluma nje ukuthi ababukani kahle ekhaya uyakholwa uhlukene mfundisi nemikhuba ukuthi wena ntombazana lihamba ulala nje ucoma yabo sizodla ngawo inyama. So wanele wasindisa umntwana usevala imlenze wavula inhliziyo evulela uNkulunkulu. Leyo ngane yakhe iphathwa kabi, leyo ngane iyakhethiswa. Yingakho mfundisi ngithi we are ready to suffer for Christ because our mentality seyishintshile. We understand ukuthi njengoba yena uKristu ahlupheka simbatha umqondo wakhe. Angeke sishayele izandla mfundisi. I understand this in my many years of preaching. Kunama schools where I go mfundisi ngiyoshumayela khona. Uthole ukuthi besibona lesikolo asinankinga ekushumayela ivangeli. Kodwa kuba khona nje lothisha one belathi uma uceda ukushumayela kune 5 minutes yami oyidlile. Ngabe ngisehlasi ngabe ngiyafundisa. Uma ubheka ukuthi uma ungazange i-assembly bahlala isikhathi eside abantwana ba-roaming around the school. But because ukhona wena uzoshumala ngalelo langa uzokhalela i-5 minutes. And that 5 minutes akusuke ukuthi ubenza into engekho. No, we are also assisting that teacher so that isikolo siba organized ukhuluma ivangeli engasiza abantwana. Ngifundile mina mfundisi ukuthi there were times khona la khona abantu bezoqamba amanga nawe even noma uphakathi ebandleni noma uphakathi emphakathini bazothi nomntwana nobani bathi ngoba umbona ubani akho vele ubani ba create story. Wangisiza mfundisi mina ukuze ready pulpit in one is just between 2000 ukuthi ukuphuma nje sakhile kukodwa kwangenza ngaba relief ngoba kwi environment ngasemphila kuyo ngasengibona ukuthi my life is in the limelight. Wonke umuntu ufuna ukwazi ukuthi what is happening with this guy and long understand the manje ukuthi everyone ufuna ukuhamba ngokwesaba uNkulunkulu. He must do this. Luke chapter 14 verse 27 and whosoever does not carry the cross and follow me, he can be a disciple. So being a disciple of Jesus Christ is to embrace the mindset of ukuthi I follow the one is a lonke elampika langamfuna nanongoma yithi indlela. So how come they gonna love me? That is why suffering for Christ, it is our duty, it is our package. Asibalekeli mfundisi, we are ready. Satan bring it all, open all the demons that you can think of. I say now, for whatever, because never, he has overcome, we will also overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is Radio Pulpit.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
I'm looking at Acts chapter 5 verses 41. It says, so they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer the shame for his name. To suffer the shame for his name. Baba shambokile la bana bafundi abapostoli. And they went from the council rejoicing that they suffered for the name of the Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. We suffer reproach, abuse, insults, beatings, and strikings because we are the children of the Most High and believers in His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Mfundisi Mota, what comes to mind?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Indeed, we should, as children of God, see it as a privilege.
Yeah.
That is why, you know, they left with joy, even sebashayiwe, even sebathukiwe, ngenxa yegama lika Christu.
Yeah.
And we should, you know, we are being called as children of God. We are called into Christ, and we are called for suffering for Him. So we need, as children of the Most High, you know, to embrace the fact that we are going to suffer for His sake and for His name. And sizobizwa amagama sizosiqanjelwe namanga. But we should have the joy in our heart. Ngakho Jehova athi count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you go through all kinds of temptation, through kinds of test. Because basazobe bakutest empilweni. Ukubona bathi sifuna ukubona lo Christ wakho. But one thing I love the most in mfundisi ukuthi when we suffer for His namesake, He stands up, you know, ahlezi is subcourse next to the Father. Ingako ngisho uStephen ukuthi noma sekakhandwa ngamatshe bamshaya bembulala, but he did not renounce, akazange amphike uChrist, but wema wabambelela, I will die for my faith, I will die for His name. You know, today we ask that very same question, ukuthi are we ready as a church to die for His name's sake? Are we ready to be persecuted? Because isho njalo umfundisi kaNkulunkulu lithi many are the afflictions of the righteous. It is ningi, ziningi inhlupheko zalaba abalungileyo, kodwa uNkulunkulu uyabagulula kuzo zonke. And kuma trials ezibhekana nawo for His name's sake, God will always deliver us. And we need to understand, and that is why we have to be joyful when we go through sufferings for His name's sake, because we know that there is so much glory that will be revealed unto us. So, njalo Apostle Paul mayebala u Romans 8:18 says that I consider that the sufferings of this time cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed unto us, because sikuye uChristu Jesu. Usho njalo ukuthi uma ngabe banizonda, you must know that they hated me first. If the world hate you, you must know that they hated me first. But for the fact that you are called the child of God, the fact that you are the son of the living God, kuzoba khona izinto nje ezizokuvukela endleleni. You know, kwesinye isikhathi kuze kuthiwe ayi nangoke lo Jesu eza, we should count that joy, we should be celebrating, because we are associated with Him and kubonakala yena kithi, and we should be able to embrace that mfundisi sikwamukele, because we know ukuthi ushilo mfundisi ujabulana wathi all things work together for good for them that love the Lord, who are called by His name. So for His name's sake, we shall be able to endure every kind of suffering that we face, every kind of trial that may come in our way. Sometimes you will even be disadvantaged in the emsebenzini, ungabusathola even the promotion while you well deserve it. Kuthiwa ayi lona simyeke lo mzalwane lona noma lekholwa, ubizwe ngamagama, you are being sidelined. But if it is done ngenxa yegama lakhe, if it is done for His Christ's sake, we must know that there is a greater reward that is set for us. So therefore we should not be afraid. Mfundisi, inkinga esiba khona kakhulu ukuthi when the gospel is being preached, most of the time it is preached that come and receive your things, but people are not told that you should be able to embrace the suffering that comes with that. because izwe alimfuni uKristu, izwe lisebumnyameni and alimfuni uNkulunkulu, and therefore angeke nawe baze bakufune, angeke baze bakuthande. We should be able to embrace that, and that should not kuba kus discouraged. So we should not faint, we should not lose heart when we are going through our sufferings for the name or for his sake, because we know ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzosenzela okuhle futhi uNkulunkulu uzosinqobela. And sometimes, you know, you go wakhuluma earlier la nokuthi umuntu azabona ngathi ma financial situations nawa no longer awasahambi kahle since sengingumzalwane, because abantu baye bacabange lokho ukuthi, you know, the fact that sengifundise ukuthi I'm just gonna be a millionaire. Yes, you will be a millionaire, but kunama test azondlula kuwo. So we should be able to embrace that, and we should be able to stand even if lies are being spoken against us, even if we are accused for the things that we have not even done, but they want to go about it, just because Satan ufuna lokho ukuthi siphelelwe ngamandla. But thina who understand that now actually the persecution is coming, who understand ukuthi now we are just being tested, you know, our faith has to be tested, it must go through the fire ukuze kubonakale ukuthi ngempela siyamathemba. So if we stand for the truth, mfundisi, when we go and understand whatever suffering that come, whether it is from the family, whether abantu bangajikela even wasekhaya, but if you know ukuthi I am standing in the name of Jesus, I am, this is happening not because I'm being hated, but because of what I have received, or of who I have received, who has been in my life. And sometimes you will even feel, you see, now I'm being abused because umzalwane. You know, people will just come and borrow money to you, but umzalwane lo angeke azayifune. You know, and using that wrongly against you. But I want to say, ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should not be discouraged. We should not ukuba siphelelwe ngamandla. But what we need to do, we need to strive on and to move on, because angeke size sizibalekele inhlupheko, zikhona inhlupheko zikaKristu. Ukhulume ngala madoda amathathu athathwa faka echibini lomlilo, angenzanga lutho.
Hey madoda.
Even Stephen angenzanga lutho, but just because kwamela iqiniso. That is why even Apostle Paul, uma ephuma eyashumayela evangeli likaKristu, washaywa waze wahudulelwa ngaphandle, just because he's standing for the truth. So we need to be able to say we are going to stand for the truth, we are going to stand for the suffering that comes, and we should rejoice when they come, because when they come, we know that there is a reward that is coming in our way.
Yeah, absolutely. We are talking about suffering for Christ, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about suffering for Christ. What has been your experience? How have you suffered for Christ?
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
A bit of a song I'd like to play. Just a bit of a song. Just a bit of a song. I want you to understand persecutions. Someone says, here's my heart. It's been broken. It's been wounded, but I still give it all to you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. It's Out of Eden. This is a song I played many, many years ago. Many, many, many years ago. I was playing this song around 2002, 2003. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful rendition there. I will play it for you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about suffering for Christ. And here I am also. Jabu, let me bring this to you. Looking at Acts 19, verse 6, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. This is Christ Yahushai talking about Paul and giving instructions and saying, look, I will show Paul how much he must suffer for me. I will show him. Many times when we see sufferings that we have to face because of our faith in Christ, siyabaleka. Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, indeed, my friend. That's the sad truth, that when we see the suffering, that's when we start become afraid and also to even, you know, go back. I so much wish that we can take example from Paul, as you made an example about him, that he was shown the sufferings that he was going to bear up front. And he gave his life, even though. And God used him mightily. I so much wish that also we can take courage from such, you know, an example from Paul, that we should understand that the sufferings are not really there to really, like, it's not that God even hates us or he doesn't love us, but it's just that it takes that for you to serve God. Sufferings, just like his son. There is no way that, you know, we can just preach the gospel and just live a nice life like the world. We are not of the world. We are of the kingdom of Yahweh Elohim. So obviously this world hated our master. It will also hate us, you know. So also we should always bear that in mind and also accept the gospel with all the consequences that it comes with. Let us not just be the people who just want to, like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation, my friend, where you see a beautiful cake, you just want to take the cream. You don't want to eat the whole cake, but you just want the top cream. The whole cake you don't want. So let us also take the whole cake, like the whole gospel as it is, together with the consequences that it brings, which is to suffer, you know, with the Lord. Let us not be the people who are really afraid, you know, to take that. In 1 Peter 4:1, it also says, since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. He suffered in the flesh, you know, and we are to arm ourselves also with the same thinking. So move away from this thing of, you know, these gospels that are preached today that really makes us to dream of a nice life, you know. You know, of a nice life that is full of millions of friends. Like, you know, money just, you know, other people have heard, we've been praying about, you know, like going to the ATM and just knowing very well that they never invested or saved anything to their account. But a prophet has motivated them to say, if you go post it to the ATM, you'll find something. You know, I don't want to go deep into those things because it's my area of expertise. So, but otherwise, if you didn't put anything in the account, expect nothing, my brother or sister. There is no miracle there. So, but because of these gospels that really promise a nice life and that promise, you know, like a smooth sailing, that really is not from God. But the true gospel reveals also, you know, like these truth about suffering, that we will suffer. Just like you made a very perfect example, my friend, about Paul. We will suffer because we bear his name. We follow in his footsteps. He said, those who want to be my disciples should walk as he walked. How did he walk? He was despised. He was rejected. He was crucified. He was killed. And when I expect people to hug you and kiss you when you come amongst them with the gospel that separates people from sin. You expect people to to embrace you and be body with you. People are going to hate you because you are speaking against the devil that is oppressing them. You know, the gospel is there to separate, you know, the darkness and the light. And it's not an easy task. So, you know, others, if they are being separated, you know, they will be retaliated. Demons will be retaliating. Like, I don't know if you remember that girl, that little girl that the master delivered her from the Isifoso war. But it was the demons that actually were throwing him,
convulsing him
into the fire. You know. So when he was trying to help the demons will fight, drag her back and make her to fall down. Same also with the kingdom of actually the world. As we are preaching the gospel, saving the world, the devil is fighting. He's fighting. The demons are fighting. So it's not an easy task. We will share in his suffering. But we must be, you know, like, we must cheer up because, you know, he has defeated the world. We must cheer up. And also, we are not of this world. So he is with us. He said, I shall be with you till the end of the world. So as much as we bear in his, actually we bear his name and also share in his suffering, but also we will share in his victory. Demons will cry out and go. The sick shall be healed. The dead shall come back to life. You know, and also the broken hearted shall be mended. You know, the lost shall be brought into the light. They shall be saved because he is with us. In the midst of all the suffering and the trials, but also we see the victory of salvation.
Absolutely. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about the notion and issue of suffering for Christ, what it is even all about. Much of the times we hear about this, and many people don't want to go all the way, I tell you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.